dance for me, my electric lady. Sing a song that gently soothes my soul. Tomorrow I must leave your world again, my love, as I strive to reach this endless journey's goal. I once gave up my poor and mortal birthright so that I might touch the sky and see true things. My love, I'm not so sure I would have started if I could have seen the pain this voyage brings. Once again, my electric lady, touch me and bring forth my too rare smile. For the moment, I am just another mortal, and a little love will last me quite a while. If we had only met before the present, and what is gone had made me what I am, a love would be that all who live might envy, but I cannot come back this way again. For the final time, my electric lady, give me all that I may take within my vow. Tomorrow is my child, and a gift to the stars. And the night is just my brother, here and now. Expect the apocalypse if a vow as sacred as I have taken should prove mutable in the wills and winds and currents of the human heart. Stolen from the fires of a Promethean glory, unshackled to the punishing stone to atone for the arrogance of hope and love and empowering the juggernaut. Actions refracted in colors of a spectrum that runs not from red to violet, but from osmium to radium, through silver and platinum and gold and rhodium, polished to a rosary of alpha particles, striking ghostly receptors in a flint and steel approach to making nuclear fusion of lovers sweat, breaking down the waters to make hydrogen and oxygen, breathing in the latter and fusing the former in a thermonuclear glory that rises like the sun in a heart finally released like latticent to stalk the legends of a lost mythology, where the gods walk only in tandem, as it should be. Severing the cord, like fallen flechettes of cracked amber made manifest in the cleft of the rock's split by the final thrust of a staff in the hands of a mad prophet. The question is sanity or rage? Love, a mottled emotion made purer in the fury of a fire unkept and swept beneath the ashes to linger in the insulation of forgotten promises. Words that escaped their cages when we looked the other way. Words that dance like shards of light in a reality where photons have mass. And lovers dare to dream in a truth that makes a difference in all that has a bitter sameness to it. A nameless fear we unlock to walk to the horizon and jump over the edge of the world. Welcome to the land of radiant tigers, bright eyes like coherent beaming ruby rods, fiercely piercing the fear jungle of life, pouncing like Lord Byron on a first draft. Poets glide on the slip and slide emotions wetted and wet with the potions of passion. Sweetmeats met in a feast of least persistence, an insistence on the order of a random universe. Roadwork with the soda jerk mixology of words that effervesce with a laugh in the daft draft of expressions caught caterwauling to glance off the silvered glass mirrors of albedo radiance. Welcome to the land of radiant tigers, citrus stripes on cocoa black, warm as memory, cold as calculations in an impatient ledger, counting found funds, lost time, and three deep breaths. I will not find what I am looking for here among the shadow dancers and sunbathers. Hearts aureate swim to the horizon or climb cliffs to seek their destinies in moments frozen as they arc their breathless forms out and away from the rocks of despair to slice the air in a dart that acknowledges life is best tasted at terminal velocity, striking the glass sea that mirrors not for long the double speed descent as hopeful and hopeless romantics dare to live and love and share and dream and fly and fall and rise and bend and rule a domain of the senses. 7 at my last count, mounting the sandstone pedestals left by the spittle of God against the eroding sanctuaries of our immutable malleability. And when we break the surface tension of our own pretensions, we ride the shockwaves like perilous nightmares to the foothills of the precipice, practicing the perfecting pain that shall stain our legacies whether we hide from it or not, caught on ourselves to coin effigies in words that make mockery of the currency of our barter. 7 sins forgiven, the 8th breaking the seal of blissful arrogance, and the water slips past your form as your momentum conquers the buoyancy of swimmers in the sea of life, and the force of your entry takes you deep, past where the children sleep, into the depths where the sun of forced gaiety does not penetrate, towards the oblivion of knowledge. For the tree of life is a seaweed now, a fruit that floats on limbs, thin with the wear of age and memory, and with every dive a little closer to fingers split and bloody with the violence of the splitting of the aqueous walls, seen only as a looking glass by those for whom life is too deep to fathom, too dark to see, too cold to warm, too true to trust. Had I the will these arms to fill, I would take you to me now. Inhaling the essence of your skin as your hair brushes my face. No trace of doubt, no fear of falling in a lazy death spiral of fractured heart. Where do we start? When do we part? And with what shall we fill the lazy hours and the impractical nights? Soft words leading to, soft touches leading to, harder words leading to, harder touches, and the moment where the terminator line loses focus, duality merged in kisses urged to their necessary conclusion. But I have lost the will in the killing fields of memory, where I, even now, search through battered shells for the omens of hope left cut into my skin, where I fell last time, but not for the last time. For I have the will to find the will to wake the legion, and reason enough to rise to challenge the mocking moon in the nights of silence. Conceive of a flower, like no other, no color, but the curving clarity, the photic charity of crystalline silence. Past the rainbow's violence, a white fragrance, white as a virgin's first kiss, or the lost heartbeat I gave over to the universe when first we met. When first I set my sails for a new horizon, passion and pride put down and sacrificed to the gods of love, to the holders of dreams, to the bearers of my gift, to wings that take their lift from the winds of sorrow, a meadow of perfect blossoms, refracting the light you give me onto a page of history and hope. My brother, the night takes me, and I am not tomorrow anymore. But my words endure, pure as a field of glass roses, row upon perfect chaotic row, not discovered in this incarnation, but they are out there.